When your agency spends nearly $1 trillion a year, even small percentages in waste, fraud, and abuse can mean big numbers. At the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, lowering those numbers falls to the Center for Program Integrity. Shantanu Agrawal is Deputy Administrator and Director of the Center. He's also among the Fellows of the National Academy for Public Administration, just about to be inducted, and he joins me now. Dr. Agrawal, good to have you on.
Thanks very much.
Does it keep you up at night when you think that every day that you go to work, the agency is spending a couple of $1 billion one way or another, and you've got to make sure that most of it is spent the way it should be?
Well, it certainly is a really big mission. And what I feel really good about is the mission is focused on getting care and services that are really important and necessary for Medicare and Medicaid patients. Being a physician myself, it's been a real honor to work in this role. And make sure that those services are right, that they're appropriate, that they're delivered on time, and that they're really, generating value for these patients. You know, obviously, we have an important mission on making sure the expenditures that taxpayers provide the funding for are done in the right manner, that there isn't waste, abuse, and fraud in the system. And thankfully, we've been given really great tools by Congress, by others, really work and serve in that mission. So it doesn't keep me up, but certainly we're really focused, and it's a really critical set of activities.
Now, being a physician yourself, and you've come up through the medical ranks here, we should point out at CMS, does that help you detect what might be fraudulent or something that doesn't quite smell right that's going on through a provider?
Yeah, I think it helps in a few ways. It certainly does, I think, help focus some of our analytical work to make sure we're really identifying problematic behavior. I think where it also helps is better recognizing, given the diversity of the way medicine is practiced and, frankly, legitimately practiced in the U.S., making sure that we are not focusing on providers, physicians, or otherwise that are actually trying to do right by the system. They are good, well-meaning providers. They are providing good care to patients. They might look like outliers because of the nature of their practice. So being a physician myself, I think it helps to balance these two motivations. On the one hand, to make sure that we're really being proactive in protecting the trust funds, and on the other hand, making sure that we are accounting for all of the legitimate types of care that do occur in this country.
Now, you were a management consultant at McKinsey, and you were working in the commercial sector or the non-government sector, nonprofit and commercial, in hospital management and biotech, pharmaceutical. What happened in those areas that you took with you to CMS with respect to making sure that expenditures were legit and the services were getting delivered as promised?
Right. Yeah, that was a great professional experience for me. It was really a great place for me to learn some management skills, and work with some really meaningful clients. And, I spent a lot of time in my job there working with hospitals and health systems, helping them to improve quality, helping them to improve patient experience, and ultimately improve their own efficiency so that they lowered their own costs. That was great training ground for really understanding how these health systems and providers thought about quality and cost, that sort of value equation. And certainly the management skills as well as that, on-the-job training is what I brought to CMS. I think it's that understanding of what providers go through on a day-to-day basis, what they are really stretching to accomplish in healthcare so that they improve the cost and quality of care. And making sure I apply those lessons in a government setting, which has been amazing, right? It's a setting that has a tremendous amount of impact, and I think we have just a great role to play. Having that specific private sector knowledge and understanding of what occurs on the ground has been invaluable.
And what happens day-to-day at the Center for Program Integrity?
Well, we do a lot of things. So a huge part of our mission is really focused on data analysis. We've implemented new systems over the last few years, implemented predictive analytics for the first time at CMS to really get our hands around the high volume of claims that we get and make sure that we're analyzing those claims in real time and prior to payment. So we get 4.5 million claims per day, and whereas before we saw or analyzed maybe 3% of them prior to payment, now we can analyze all of them and in advance of payment to really identify issues quickly. We have a relationship with every single provider and supplier in the program, in the Medicare program. So every single provider supplier must enroll through our processes to be able to build a program, and that gives us an interaction and knowledge of the provider from the moment that they want to get into the Medicare program all the way through their billing history and their history of taking care of Medicare patients. We also focus a lot of our work, of course, on Medicaid, and that is in conjunction with the states to make sure that we're collaborating with states. We're identifying opportunities of improvement for state Medicaid agencies so that they, too, can be really proactive on the program integrity mission. So there's no lack of work at CPI. It is, you know, I think it touches really every part of the program. Some of the things that I'm very excited about as we have entered this payment reform stage in Medicare and Medicaid is our involvement in helping to design new payment models, helping to make sure providers are acting appropriately within those payment models and dealing with any new issues that might be emerging really proactively.
We're speaking with Dr. Shantanu Agrawal, Deputy Administrator and Director of the Center for Program Integrity at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And what is the workforce makeup? Do you have a lot of contractors versus federal full-time equivalents? Because I think overall at CMS, it's about almost 10 to 1.
Yeah, that's right. We do use a lot of contractors. We have about 500 staff in the center with a wide variety of skills from statisticians and data scientists. Technologists, we do a lot of system implementation, so there are folks that really understand IT design and infrastructure design. We also have a lot of clinicians from other physicians to nurses, physical therapists, pharmacists, to be able to address the wide variety of work that we do. We have health insurance specialists that are just programmatic experts in various different areas, different parts of Medicare and Medicaid. So all of that is, I think, a really rich skill set within the federal workforce. And then, of course, we do contract out for a lot of our needs. And that, I think, allows us to access private sector companies that, again, have a lot of expertise and bring that expertise in-house.
How do you set the metrics for what you expect to, say, recover or prevent in waste, fraud, and abuse in a given year?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our focus over the last few years has really been moving to a much more proactive and preventive model, and I think happily we've made really great progress on that. Our biggest metrics, and established in part by Congress itself, is how well we recover dollars that might have been sent, you know, for wasteful, abusive, or fraudulent services, and then, frankly, more importantly, prevented the outflow of those dollars in the first place. We worked really closely with other federal agencies and within CMS to devise new methodologies for measuring prevention, which can be a hard thing to do. We've worked with private plans and the private sector in that design work as well. And now we really implement it throughout all of our programs. So we have a pretty good sense of, at the program level, what programs are leading to good prevention activities, what are leading to recoveries, and, you know, we work to make all of those metrics public. Earlier this year, we published a report which covered 2 years of activity for the center and really demonstrated that we have an about 11-to-1 return on investment. For every dollar that we spend or the American taxpayer spends on our activities, they get about $11 back. And the vast majority of that is through prevention of activities. So it's really not a recovery-based system anymore.
And to what extent do you share techniques and lessons learned in the areas of data analysis and data analysis tools with other federal agencies or maybe people outside the federal government?
Yeah, quite a bit. You know, I think we can be really proud that we've become a leader in healthcare on data analysis and predictive analytics, other kinds of sophisticated modeling. We certainly share that knowledge whenever requested with other federal partners, you know, whether that's by hosting, and we actually did this just this week. We hosted CIOs from across the federal government to come see our data assets, to see the kind of technology that we have available. We also have tried to demonstrate that leadership with our private partners. So we put together a partnership a few years ago with private plans that are focused on these same issues. And, you know, we are at this place now where we can share data with these private plans share algorithms, and really arrive at a much more holistic kind of cross-healthcare view of these issues and what each of us as payers can do about them.